It's Tuesday, October 1, 2024.
This is an unprecedented tragedy that requires an unprecedented response.
Green News reports special coverage. Climate change-fueled Hurricane Helene delivers widespread death and destruction across the southeastern U.S.
We're not leaving until the job is done.
As survivors face the daunting challenge of recovery.
From BrandBlog.com, I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So you're right. Who knows what the reason is, but something is changing. Massive storm surge. So we've got to figure this out.
Oh, I know what the reason is. I know what's changing, Florida Senator Rick Scott. We figured it out decades ago, even if you are still pretending that your fossil fuel industry donors aren't causing it. It's climate change, Rick Scott. Ready to stop killing your own constituents yet? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess I had a little bit of a rant there.
Yes.
But I think it's appropriate right now. What do you got for us today?
Well, as we go to air, the multi-state, multi-billion-dollar disaster of Hurricane Helene has killed at least 130 people, inundating communities from Florida to North Carolina, destroying towns and knocking out power to millions across the southeastern U.S. President Biden approved federal disaster declarations for Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and Virginia. Helene was fueled by record hot Gulf of Mexico waters, rapidly intensifying from a Category 1 to a dangerous Category 4 storm in a single day. The strongest hurricane on record to make landfall in the Big Bend region of Florida, the same area hit in August by Hurricane Debbie and Idalia a year ago. Helene delivered record storm surge to western Florida. Longtime residents told local news that they were surprised by the severity of the storm surge and regretted not evacuating. But Helene's most devastating impact struck inland. Emergency responders and FEMA are airlifting food, water, medicine, and supplies to isolated, flood-stricken rural areas. The storm dumped as much as 29 inches of rain on already saturated ground. The raging floodwater swept away homes, roads, bridges, and grid infrastructure and completely cut off entire towns in parts of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. Preliminary estimates of Hurricane Helene's damage top $110 billion, the majority of which won't be covered by insurance. Insurance industry experts warn the storm is likely to have a significant impact on the private insurance industry, homeowners, and the federal flood insurance program. And yes, climate change supercharged multiple aspects of Helene's historic destruction, scientists say. Storms now undergo rapid intensification like Helene, far more often than in the past, fueled by record warm oceans. The warming climate is causing storms to produce more intense rainfall than back in the 1980s, increasing flood impacts. Rising sea levels amplify storm surge. More storms now reach major status of Category 3, 4, or 5 far more often than in the past. Helene is the eighth Category 4 or 5 hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. in the last 8 years. And that's as many major storms as hit the U.S. in the previous 60 years.
Wow. And who could have predicted all of this?
Well, one person who did was climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann. Here he is on CNN.
The science here is pretty rock solid. The reason we're seeing these more intense, more extreme storms is because of how much we've warmed up the planet, how much we've warmed up the oceans. And that warmth is sort of baked in.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump used a campaign trip to a damaged town in Georgia on Monday to repeat his denial of climate science and baselessly accused Democrats of withholding relief from, quote, Republican areas.
Oh, you mean like Donald Trump actually did to Democratic governors when he was president?
Yes, we'll get to that in a moment.
Mr. President, Donald Trump has accused both of you of ignoring the disaster.
He is lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying. I don't know why he does this.
He does this because he's Donald Trump and he's a liar.
And President Biden and Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp debunked Trump's false attacks on the federal government's response. As president, Trump delayed hurricane disaster aid for Puerto Rico and denied 99% of aid requested by North Carolina's Democratic governor after Hurricane Matthew, and diverted money away from FEMA. Project 2025, backed by Trump's supporters, would limit FEMA disaster aid to states and downsize and privatize the National Weather Service. Congressional Republicans touted disaster aid but voted to shut down the government just 2 days before Helene struck.
For much more on all of these stories, and especially the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I just want to see the love in your eyes.